Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and, well, it's Friday, and are you ready for the weekend? And I don't see anybody there yet, so welcome aboard if you want to jump in, if you want to jump into the chat room and ask some questions or call in. The title for today's show is kind of ambiguous, I guess, at some level, but it's all about talking to spirit. It is everything you do, everything I do. You know, you either want to talk about what's going to happen in the future, or if you want to talk about your past lives, or if you want to talk about, to somebody who's passed, your relatives, your friends, or some famous people. I do channeling once in a while. I have been doing it on the show lately, and I'll do that. I have some articles I wanted to cover today. A couple things I wanted to get into about all this. So I'm wishing everybody a wonderful weekend. Have some fun. Go out there. Play. Be joyful. All that good stuff. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Isn't that what it's all about? I see I have a caller. So that's what I'm kind of tuning in today on the show. So I wanted to talk about a little bit. Now, you got to hang on there for a couple of minutes. I wanted to get into a little bit. I was originally intending to take most of this show as a commentary on spiritual activism. But I decided, just maybe a couple of minutes, let's talk about the concept of spiritual activism and what that means. And there used to be, many, many years ago, there's some spiritual teachers, Marianne Williamson and Neil Donald Walsh, who started this organization called Revolution. It was about spiritual activism and getting involved in the political process from a spiritual point of view. And I kind of bought into the program to some degree, and I still feel there's a certain validity in that. And let me explain myself about spiritual activism and what I mean by it. There's got a lot of things going on in the world and in the United States and other countries. And when you look at politics and you look at political, and this is not about endorsing any particular person, but this is about a general attitude about looking at the world around us from a spiritual point of view. And as Spirit said, this is our home, and we need to take care of our home. And not only from a political point of view, but a social point of view, but also the environment itself. And I question some of my conservative friends who deny climate change. And it doesn't matter who caused it. What are we going to do about it, right? So if a spiritual point of view would be, in my essence of connecting to spirit, what is the universe, spirit, God, source energy, wanting us to do about these activities, like, let's say, climate change, for example? And I'll channel on that. I think I'm going to do that versus just kind of a little commentary. So spiritual activism is, what does spirit want us to do because of this is our home? But also, it has a lot to do with our purpose in being here, why we came here as humans. What do we want to do as humans here? What do we want to do with this planet? What was our original intent as the human species to come to the planet? And I'm going to this commentary thing, and I have some articles, but also as the planet evolves and as humans evolve, what is our consciousness now saying about our intent for the planet? Our higher consciousness, the collective consciousness, the massive mind that we could say that we're all attached to in the universe. What is it saying about this planet and our role in the planet? Now, I have my opinions, and I'm not going to necessarily get into them. If you want to hear them, I can do that. And my opinions are based on my connection to spirit, because I'm always asking spirit. I'm asking my spirit guides, the council, what should we do about this? What would be an appropriate thing to maintain this planet the way we intended it to be? What does our higher consciousness intend for this planet? You know, and I asked that question, and I verify the answer. And I got a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. And I'm kind of getting into this whole thing about consciousness and our higher consciousness. And if I ask that question, what does our higher consciousness want for the planet? And the first word that comes in really strong, and I validate it and verify it in the ways I do it, is peace. Working towards peace. Not against war, but working towards peace. How can we work towards peace? How can we propagate peace on the planet? And I, some people will say, well, yeah, but there's unpeaceful people on the planet. But how do we teach peace? How do we teach peace to people that seem to not want peace? Whoa, that's a good one. And that's a question for spirit. I don't necessarily have the answer to that one. Maybe you do. How do you teach peace and promote peace to people who don't want peace? Okay, so let me take a call. We'll get into all this because today is kind of a little bit more of a commentary kind of. But if you have questions for spirit and your lives, remember, it's more about how things are going to happen and what can do it than when. Kind of shy away from when a little bit because spirit will tell you when, but you have to be in the right place for when to happen. You have to be in alignment with the when. And I keep telling you for that. And I think I'm like babbling on and on about that because being a student of the law of attraction, it really is about you. The when part has a lot to do with you. So let me take a call. Okay, so here we go. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you doing
Hello.
Today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I wanted to ask about the topic, spiritualism. I am...
Well, be careful with the word spiritualism. Now, that's almost a religion, so you have to be careful. What do you define spiritualism?
Yes, I understand.
Spiritualism is talking is a bunch of people sitting around being, in essence, being mediums and, you know, giving messages from spirit of some form. So what's your how are you defining spiritualism?
By spiritualism, I meant on the spiritual path to be connected with spirit, to be connected with spirit rather than being mediums and psychics.
Okay. The portal to connecting with your spiritual guides or angels or whatever you want to call it or God is connecting to your higher self, connecting to the non-ego part of you. That's where it starts. If you start to connect with the greater part of yourself, the non-ego part of yourself, then you open up that portal to spirit. Okay, how do you do that? One of the keys is just meditation, right? Meditating. You don't have to meditate hours and hours and hours, and you don't have to go to retreats, but it has to be a regular meditation practice with the intent of allowing that connection. It's not that you have to do a lot. You just have to clear your mind and just stay away from the clutter of what's going on during the day. And you have to be in a state of allowance because spirit will take over. They will take over. They will introduce you. They will show you that you're connecting. So, and we all have different ways of connecting. Some verbally will hear things. Some will see pictures. Some through feelings. And so it just depends on to you what way, you know, where are you sensitive at? You know what I mean? Clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. It just depends on the person. And some people are open to everything, but, you know, don't get frustrated because one thing's not happening because you're probably open in a different way. You just have to discover how you're open and allow spirit to show you that through meditation. Okay?
Okay. Are you able to check and see what I will be best suited to?
We're back to you in the role of self-discovery. Of learning how to do that.
Yeah, I understand. There are no answers.
You know what? I mean, and you have to explore this, if this is true. And what I mean about empath, you're sensitive to other people's feelings and emotions, and you pick this stuff up, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand.
And the knowledge that goes with that is being able to help other people.
Yeah.
It's like saying, I'm feeling about this person that whatever it is, help me, spirit, help me, teachers, to understand how to help this specific person. Okay? A lot of people who are very much into the healing arts are really empathic because they really do pick up from people what's going on, both emotionally, physically, and psychologically. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I get. Okay? Explore it.
Yeah.
Have some fun
Thank
with
you.
It. Don't make it a job.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
You know what I mean? Make it fun. Make it something that you, when you do it, you have those aha moments and you're excited. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Josh.
Okay? You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Well, that's interesting. I wasn't expecting to go there. But what do you got? Anybody in the chat room? Any questions? Anything you want to know from Spirit today? I mean, I just kind of left myself open to answer his question and just kind of flowed through. And I wasn't specifically channeling and in the going into trance channeling, which I do. But it was more or less, okay, I'm going to listen. Spirit has to show me something. Pictures, words, thoughts. So you might say I'm clairvoyant and clairaudient. Okay. So that sort of thing. I have another caller. So I wanted to talk about that. And so I talked about spiritual activism, being concerned about the planet, and letting spirit guide us, our higher consciousness guide us to the actions to preserve. As the first word I got was peace. Now let me give you another word that I get from spirit as to where our activism is towards the planet. This is interesting, and I don't know where this comes from, but I don't know who's telling me this. But I get the words preservation of the species. Like, you know, the animal kingdom and plant kingdom and all that. And they say the mineral kingdom, too. So it's not overusing the planet, not devastating the planet with all of its resources. Ooh, that's a tough one. That's a tricky question for people because they go, wait a minute, well, we need all this stuff. Yeah, you know, we got it. So it's preservation of the species. So if you want to be a spiritual activist, peace, working towards peace, working towards preservation of the species, because that's kind of like this being a steward to the planet, if I could use that word. So I wasn't going to go too much into this, but I'm being kind of guided this direction. I have some articles. I have a really fun article I want to get into about coffee, because I drink coffee. And I don't know if you drink. Anybody drink coffee out there? Anybody coffee drinkers? Yes or no? Coffee drinkers? Because if you drink coffee, this might be interesting too. Okay, so you'll enjoy this article. Let me take a couple calls. I have a 630 and a 443 numbers, and then we'll talk about coffee. And the title of the article, and I'm going to be with you on the calls in a minute. I'm just kind of setting this up. How coffee can manage stress. Now, most of us will think, wait a minute, coffee, it stresses me out when I drink coffee. But scientists and all, you know, all that sort of thing are proving that, no, it can have the opposite. It can help us manage stress. Did you know that? Did you believe that? You're going, I don't know. Okay, let me take a couple calls, and then we'll talk about coffee. Something fun. Let's do something fun. I hope everybody has a fun weekend planned. Going to have some really, I don't know, here's not a great weekend for outdoor activities because it's going to be about 100, I think, the next couple days. It's cooling off next week. The weather forecast for Pasadena, California, right? Okay, so I'm going to take a call. So right now it's, 96 degrees. That's a little hot for me. And today is supposed to get up to 99 and tomorrow 100. So we hit the triple digits again. At least we don't have a lot of humidity. At least, yes. No humidity to speak of. Hello.
Hello. Hi, George. This is Patty. I have a relationship question. I spoke to you maybe about 2 months ago. Spirit gave a message, and I was just wondering if the energy between Darren and I have changed since then. Things have been slow going for a while.
Okay.
What does Spirit have to say? Yes.
Well, I don't. You know what I keep hearing from you is let it be what it is. Let it grow at the pace it's growing. If it's gonna, the energy feels like on him, not you. The energy, you're more chomping at the bit for it to grow, and he's the one that's kind of pulling back the reins on the relationship. Right? Am I correct on that? Because that's the picture you see.
Yes. Why would he be pulling back the reins and not move forward?
Well, there's a couple of different reasons, and I'm going to try to see which one Spirit agrees with. Okay.
Okay.
One is he's not ready. He's fearful of getting into a relationship, and it's not about you, but it's own fear, his own fears. Okay.
Okay.
These are the two most obvious, and there's little gray areas between them. And the other one is you're not the one. Now that's a hard one to take. I'm like, oh, you're not the one. You know, nobody wants to hear I'm not the one, right?
Uh-huh,
so let me see what has a stronger energy for you. If that makes sense?
Yes. I mean,
you know what I mean by not you're not the one. You're nice. I like you. You're a friend. I like enjoy our company, but I don't see you being the ultimate partner. Okay. I'm still open to somebody else. My soulmate has never shown up. Kind of attitude. Men have that. Women have that too, right?
Yes, I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, but that's not the answer yet. So don't relax, because you didn't like that answer. You didn't like that part. They didn't like that proposal, did you? She's like, no, that can't be true.
Well,
stop it.
Because two months ago, Spirit said that we would be in a closer relationship and that we would be together by the end of August, and now it's August, and it's like, we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's why I'm really careful about time frames. Because Spirit says, yeah, it can happen. Yes, it can happen. If all the players play the game correctly, okay? If all the players play the game correctly, we see this outcome. But the problem, if you or him aren't playing it that way, it's not working. And I'm saying he's not playing the game. He's retarding the situation. He's not moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me give you an answer for A or B. Is it because you're not the one, or is it because he's just really slow and he's got a lot of fears that he needs to overcome? And hopefully you won't run out of patience while he does that, because that happens a lot, right? You just got to go, you know, get your act together, bud. Okay, so is it A or B? Okay, not so much B, more A. It's he is just slow about making commitments because he's afraid of the responsibility. And this happens to men all the time. And I've read a lot of articles on this too. Men are afraid of commitment in a lot of cases because the past. Was he in a really bad relationship?
Yes. Very bad. He got divorced the second time.
Okay. So he's afraid because he doesn't want to repeat it.
Okay. So should I hang in there and just keep trying and?
No, don't use the word try, because that's a bad word. Try means you could fail.
Oh no, I don't want to.
What you need to do? Yes, hang in there. What do I get? What's the expression? Because I'm really more into the how part and what you can do versus the when part, because the when part can fluctuate based on what you do and don't do and what he does. And you can't control him. He's an uncontrollable energy in your life. You know that, right?
Right. Yes, I understand that. Free will.
Very, very seriously an uncontrollable energy.
Yes.
Okay. So the words I hear exactly for you about him is really show him or be the person that he has to, that he realizes your value to him, that he comes to appreciate your value. Okay?
Okay.
Because what you're doing for each other is you're filling in kind of cracks in your lives. You're painting each other's pictures. You're adding color to each other's life. So are you the red? Are you the green? Are you the blue? Are you the purple in his life? So you need to know where you add value to his life and be that.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know what I mean by that?
No, I'm a little.
Okay, let me give you an example. This is, I'm not talking about him specifically, and maybe Spirit is, but I don't think they are. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say a person's a little bit disorganized.
Okay.
They're kind of like an artistic kind of person is a little flighty as to do that, right?
Yes.
You come into their lives and you show value, not just this one specific thing, but there's a lot of things that you can do. This and it's love and it's all this other stuff too, but you show value in their lives because you organize them. You keep them on track. You keep them moving forward. You keep them from failing. You become their muse.
Gotcha.
Or their organizational thing. A person's just stuck in the mud. They don't go out very much. They have a tendency to stay home. They don't get, you know. But then if you're the person that kind of motivates them out and go out to have more fun, bring more fun into their lives, if they're really serious, you pull them out of their serious mode and they pull you back into the serious mode a little bit. So it's that balancing act that's in a relationship. So the question is, you need to figure this out. Is how do you bring value to his life? Where do you balance each other? What can you do for him that he'll go, wow, I really appreciate her doing that for me because that really helps me.
Yeah. And that'll help further the relationship?
Oh, yeah, definitely, most definitely. Without nagging and controlling. Those are the key words there. Without nagging and without controlling.
Okay.
Yeah, so the nagging doesn't work because that's like, oh, God, it's just like my mother and I don't want to hear about it.
Because we knew each other 20 years ago, and we met just a few months ago and been out only a few times, but yet we see, like, he has group meetings at his house, so I only see him, like, once a week. And that's why,
okay,
I thought maybe there's a connection or a past life or something that we need to,
okay,
finish.
So you have group meetings. What does he do at this group meetings?
He's a healer, and we meditate, and we talk about different topics. That's why I listen to your show all the time, and I bring in interesting things that you talk about. It's a spiritual group that we meet with.
Well, then help him to organize the meetings.
I bring advertisers.
We'll volunteer even more. Show value in the meetings to him. Okay.
Okay.
And I get to, here's the other thing you can do for him. Show appreciation for what he does.
I'm
show
sorry,
appreciation
you.
Appreciation for what he does and who he is. Okay.
I do tell him that I appreciate him inviting me to his meetings and that I'm very grateful that he's included me to meet his friends and things like that.
Let's go beyond that. Oh, I really, really love and appreciate the way your house is set. I really appreciate the environment here. I really feel that you've made this very homey and comfortable for all of us. I really appreciate the way you conduct the meetings. I really appreciate that, you know, that you're really into this particular thing. I notice by whatever's in your house that you're into whatever it is, music, sports, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Appreciate, but you're looking for things that you both connect on, too. Not just, oh, because he likes it, I don't like it, you know. Show mutual connections.
I feel there is a mutual connection in
but,
many
but
ways.
We're talking interests here, interests. The word is interests.
Well, I mean, spiritually we are, and we both like the Cubs.
Okay, well, that's it. Beautiful, the
you
Cubs.
Know.
Okay, you got it. Work on that one. Work on that one. Oh, what did you think of the game the other last? What do you think
awesome.
About the rookie this year? Blah, blah, blah. What do you think? Hey, you want to go to a game?
Yeah. Oh, so I should initiate going to a game or something? I'm always scared. I always think it should be up to him. I don't, if
okay.
he's
okay.
ready and wants to.
Wait a minute. Use this one. Okay, you're ready. Use this one. I got two tickets, and I don't know who to take. Would you like to go? And if he's a Cub fan, he's going to jump at it. He's going, ooh, okay, you know, ooh, okay.
How about if I ask him, out to dinner so we could talk? Maybe things would get more out in the open if we did that.
Well,
if
you
I were
could
to
do
ask
that. You know, you could use, well, we talked about something in the meeting, but I'd like to explore that a little bit deeper. Hey,
yeah.
Let's meet for coffee and talk about that.
Okay.
Okay, try it. But
I'll
you gotta click on interest. Click on appreciating his interest, especially if you have mutual interests. It'll work. Just be patient. Okay?
Be patient and hang in there. Is that what Spirit says? Just keep hanging in there and have patience and keep trying and keep doing what I should be doing.
And trust.
And trust. Oh, that's a big one. Trust. trust that it'll work out.
Yes. Well, let me ask you a question. Now, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty, and I got some other callers, and I want to just really ask you this question, because this is really important, really important. When you look into his eyes, okay, what do you feel?
I feel love.
Okay, but when you look into his eyes, what are you getting back from him? What is his facial features? Do they change when you look in each other's eyes? I mean, not for staring time, but, you know, look in his eyes. Does he change at all?
Last time that happened, he was across the table, and there was a twinkle in his eyes, and that's what got me going.
Okay, so watch for that softening of the face, that softening, that opening up. You can tell in his eyes, you can tell when two people look at each other that they feel that connection.
Yes.
You got to be an empathic here and feel what he's feeling about you.
Well, I felt tingly all over when we did look at each other, and we're kind of looking at each other across the table, and that's why I thought, is this a mixed message or what? But
now, don't
I
worry
feel
about
love.
The mixed message. Don't feel the mixed message. Don't go negative.
Don't,
you're
don't
going
go
mixed.
Negative.
Don't go negative. Okay, just work it. Work it.
Will do.
Work it.
I'll work it.
Because one of the ways, the best way to connect with somebody and mutual build that chemistry is eventually doing something that you both love to do together, and that's a bonder. Big bonder. Some people have sex, but we're not there yet, so we can't go there yet.
I will get there with him.
Okay, well, we'll leave that one alone. But the Cub game, that something like that you both love to do, you know, do it.
Okay.
Get him a book on Ernie Banks. Get him a book on Ernie Banks. He'll appreciate that a lot.
Would he? Okay. I appreciate your advice.
You know who he is, right, Ernie?
Of course, yes. Ernie, who passed away not too long ago, yes.
Mr. Cub.
Mr. Cubby, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
And Ron
Santo,
the Angels are in the outfield this year for the Cubs. They're going all the way.
Well, I don't know about that. I am kind of a little bit of a Dodger fan, so I'm not sure about the Cubs. Okay. Okay, take care.
Thank you,
Have
George.
Fun.
Okay, I will do,
bye.
And I'll let you know how things go. Bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I got another caller, 443, and I'll be with you in a minute. But that's interesting. You know, you think about relationships. You know, it's like you can really tell the other person what's going on. I mean, you got to stop thinking sometimes, and you got to get into feeling. Because, I mean, if you're interested in somebody and you're not sure what they're, you know, what's going on with them, you got to get into the feeling mode. What is the energy you're getting? What is the facial? What is the body language of that other person that you're trying to connect with? As long as they're not distracted and 5,000 people are trying to not get their attention at the same time, if you're alone or semi-alone with somebody and you look at them and you look at the eyes, what is the energy feed you're getting back? And is it changing over time? I'll give you an example. Oh, well, can I take you, if you're on hold, let me give you an example of this. Okay, and I used to go to the Center for Spiritual Living, which is, you know, what they used to call the Church of Religious Science, but they changed the names because they didn't want to be associated with those other crazy organizations. So there was a lady I met there. Yeah, she's close to my age, but a little bit younger, right? I could tell she was looking for a man, right? For a man. And I would talk to her, and she wouldn't give me the light of day. I mean, it was not talk to me. But over time, and I wasn't necessarily pursuing her, but I was just being friendly or nice, so just better nice. But over time, I could see her softening when she looked at me and her friendship. And she'd invite me to, they had poker games at the house, and she'd invite me to poker games, and she would invite me here, and we would go and do things. So I could see the softening. It wasn't a hardness when she talked to me. It was no longer this hardness. It was this softening and this. For some reason, moved out of the area, and we're still a Facebook friend. Not there. But changing people over time. It happens because that can build. At least become really good friends. Okay, let me take another call. Oh, here we go. I should ask that all the time. Hello.
Hi, it's Kathy. I hope I can hear you.
I can hear you. What's going on, Kathy?
Sometimes you keep going in and out.
Hopefully that's been fixed, or 90%
yeah.
of it was fixed. So what's going on, Kathy?
Well, I love coffee, but all of a sudden I'm having reflux problems, and I don't know what that's all about.
What are you eating? Have you changed your eating patterns?
Well, I changed it to bland now.
Yeah, were you eating a lot of spicy?
No, not really.
Are you been stressed out?
I'm a little stressed at work, but and I don't know if it's the lemon that I had put in my water for a while.
No.
It's just built up over time.
You don't want to go do that GI thing, do you? No, that's not fun. No, you don't want to tube down there.
I'm going for something called a Bravo.
Yeah, they'll probably test you and want to see what's going on.
I just went for an abdominal sonogram, and it's not my gallbladder.
See, I get it more dietary. So look at your diet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat a lot of citrus fruits?
No.
Yeah, I see. I keep getting this energy around you. There's something that you're eating, and it usually is acidic. So it's really something acidic. So look at your foods, because unless you got a real physical problem, which I don't sense or feel the real severe physical problem, but I still feel it's a dietary. So look at what you might be eating or drinking that's more acidic that you've added to.
Because only thing that what I've been doing is like the vinegar in my salad dressing and lemon.
That's alkaline. That's alkaline, basically.
Yeah.
But it's other foods. Just look at the foods you eat and look for the acidity factors. And it's the combination of foods. If you're going to eat something more acidic, have something more alkaline in it, okay? And
more what?
Alkaline, okay? pH
uh-huh.
balance.
Right.
Have they tested your kidneys?
Yeah, today we did that too.
And how did that come out?
Well, I don't know yet.
Because what happens is the kidneys are the natural cleanser to put you back into pH balance. And if there's a problem with your kidneys, you will be your pH balance will be off. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm not trying to tell
you
that's the problem, but make sure you look into that, because I feel it's dietary, but it could be that, but I don't want to go there because I'm going to let you deal with that with your doctor. Okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. You got to be really careful when you try to talk about. Oh yeah, you got to be talk about medical stuff because you know I always encourage people to see their medical practitioner, whether it's Eastern or Western, a nutritionist, any naturopath or somebody. Just talk to the professional. And you know the psychic stuff is. I just really got a thing about her kidneys. Maybe they're just. Maybe she needs to do a flush or some cleansing or something, but that's pretty gentle and it's not going to harm her, and she might want to do the master cleanse for a couple of days or a day or two. Don't have to go weeks. Like I know I had a friend who went weeks on that. Ugh. Okay, so I was going to talk about coffee because I have a few minutes left. Anybody have questions in the chat room? Love Dunkin' Donuts coffee, the best. Okay, so let me give you, can call in if you want, or you can ask questions in the chat room, but I love this little article about this is from beliefnet.com, how coffee can manage stress. And the first reaction I got was, yeah, really? Sure. I drink coffee, but I didn't think it. Okay, this may be a surprise, but according to recent studies, coffee could help you handle stress and depression better. Ooh, isn't that kind of fun? Reduced suicide risk. That's the first site. Just 2 cups of coffee would help you with depression. People who drink 2 cups of coffee reduce suicide up to 50%. A Harvard University found in a 2012 study. Ooh, justify those two. See, now the whole going to Starbucks and getting a triple shots of espresso and coffee, right? you've just used like 3 days worth of coffee. Okay, you don't want to go. Leave that one alone. Okay, so that's the next one. Coffee affects the neurotransmitter. Oh, feel good is the topic. Coffee affects the new neurotransmitters in the brain that produce the good feelings from increase of serotonin and dopamine. So, yeah, a little pick-me-up. Oh, I feel good in the morning. And that's probably why I drink coffee. It's just a friend of mine, we're getting to this technical stuff about websites and, you know, moving. I'm taking over this magazine, and with my friend, who's kind of the techie person, is asking me all these questions and this morning, and I'm like, I haven't had my coffee yet. Leave me alone. I can't process what you're talking about yet, right? You got to do this and that. He was just running through these steps, and I'm going, no, not yet. No coffee, please. Protections, the next one. Researchers also found that drinking coffee can protect against diabetes and slows Alzheimer's disease. Ooh, isn't that a good thing to know? You know, that gets you guys out there running, sucking down buckets of coffee right now to avoid Alzheimer's, right? Yeah. Okay, we got a chat room question or two. Let me see. So, drink your coffee. Some people don't like coffee. But, you know, my doctor said I'm not. She looked at me like, you drink caffeine? Yes, I do. She kind of, you know, she has this motherly thing. Well, I think she's going by old studies about, you know, whatever. Okay. I'm always up a new one. Okay. So, okay. There was when the man I have been waiting for, partner, going to appear. Oh, dear. When is going to appear in the here and now? I know you're going to hate that answer. When you're ready. Because you've been asking the universe for it, right? And the universe never fails us. See, people don't get that, and they don't understand it. It's not the universe's fault, usually. And like relationships, it's not the universe's fault. Most of the time is that we're not patient. We get frustrated. We get into a negative place about it. So I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to give you a time frame that Spirit gives me. But you got to be ready. You got to start visualizing this. You got to visualize the dates. You got to visualize the time together. You got to visualize, create a name, you know, talk to them, you know, whatever, right? So let me give you a date. But from this point forward to this date, if you get actively involved in visualizing, feeling it, feeling good about it, don't doubt it, it'll happen. Okay, so your date is October 1st, by October 1st. I'm going to give you that. Now, you can think I'm crazy, but I'm saying now it's your job. If you've heard a date and the universe is saying October 1st, because that's what I heard, you now, by October 1st, you now have to be really, really ready for it. Yeah, just kind of talk to this person. Give them a name. Whatever comes to you. I'm not going to give you a name. You come up with a name and see if that's the same name. Visualize yourself doing something with this person, hanging out with this person, having fun with this person, expressing your feelings to the spirit. It's like you're talking to spirit or God. What about you? My other friend. What about you? What about me? Yeah. Do I know you? From somewhere? Do I know you from somewhere? Physically know you? I think I physically know you. Okay. Oh, okay. Then we're supposed to at some level. I'm not saying relationship. We're supposed to. But you live far away, so we can't at this point. I'm supposed to physically know you. I don't know why I get that. And I wonder if you get that energy too. Okay, let me move on to the coffee. You contemplate that one. Let your energy field flow in that one if we're supposed to physically know each other at some level. I don't know why I get that. I just had that really weird feeling. But back to coffee. Your 2 cups a day. So how coffee can manage stress, if you join me later. You know, it helps with certain diseases like diabetes and reducing the risk of Alzheimer's. It helps with depression. Okay. It's hard to believe. My doctor is going to say crazy about this one, but people who already consume coffee regularly, blood pressure stabilized during tough times and experience calming effects than those who are not coffee. Like, again, it's all about tips a day. It's not talking about a coffee. Some people, you know, go to Starbucks and that would be the triple shot. You know, whoa. You can drive a gym from the aroma of, this is cool. You ever, National University found in 2008 study, the coffee sniffing sleep deprived rates rats showed different levels of activity in 17 genes in the brain. Okay, the coffee sniffing sleep deprived rats showed different levels of activity in 17 genes in the brain. Some teams also changed in weight. Calming and stress and some antioxidant function on rats. Now, we're not rats. Think about it. When you smell coffee, I'll ask you the question at the end of a minute. Okay, when, okay, look at the right place. When you smell coffee, what do you feel? What is your feeling about it? I know I'm talking about coffee, but you know, you guys don't need more questions, right? Oh, choppy. I don't know. Ooh, I bet you somebody's on the internet in the area. Again, yeah, we'll meet somehow. Somehow, some way. Where do you, what state do you live in, my friend? Choppy. Ooh, I don't like choppy. I thought I fixed that choppy. Maybe good blog talk. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's when I open an article. Who's? We're almost out of time. My goodness, where has Friday gone? This has been fun. Thank you who called in. Thank you for those in the chat room. Any other quick questions? Let me give you one more thing about coffee. Is there any other interesting facts about coffee? It does calm you down a little bit. Moderation was the key word, so we got only two cups of coffee a day. So coffee, calming. It has been found that coffee can reduce. It can also calm your muscles and let the mind slow down when you relax with a brew. So, relaxing your muscles. There were some other articles I was going to cover today, but you guys were much more fun than articles I could read. Oh, well, you date for... Oh, you still want a date. You want somebody to go out with. Oh, let me give you a date. Okay. I'm hearing early September, my friend. Lexxi, early September. Ooh, that's good. Three shots. Well, you're a buzzer, aren't you? You like to go around buzzing everywhere, don't you? I'm kidding. So you live in California. How fun is that? My other friend, where do you live? I'm just curious. Not that I'm going to come and stalk you. Okay, I live in Pasadena, California, the beautiful city of Pasadena. I kind of like it here. I've been here 6 years. It's kind of an enjoyable place. I get to walk everywhere, which is kind of fun. Everything's close by. Illinois, well, you're kind of like on the other side of the world. Okay, that's all right. I'm from Michigan originally. But, okay, that's kind of like everybody else is going, what are they talking about now, right? Yeah, we're just kind of chatting a little bit here. So, I got a minute left, so what I'm going to tell you, have a fun weekend. Enjoy yourself. Have some fun. Relax. Don't get anxious about relationships and somebody love coming into your life. Visualize it. Feel it. Feel good about it. Stay positive about it. Stop doubting it. Trust the universe that it's going to be there for you. Trust the universe that it's coming. Trust that you've asked. And now allow it to happen by being open and positive about it happening. That's the key to anything in your life. Doubt drives it away. And doubt means, oh, I'm afraid of disappointment. Don't be afraid of disappointment. Go have fun at a gym fair. How fun would that be? So thank you. I love you guys. You be good. Stay out of trouble. Well, maybe get a little trouble, okay? Get a little bit of trouble. That's good.